said that? Like, I can't believe anything from the guy. He's a serial liar. All right. Florida's home. You know, we know that Florida's home prices, real estate prices, have skyrocketed over the past few years. We're one of the places, I mean, everywhere, it's skyrocketed everywhere. But Florida is one of the places where it's really gone up compared to other states. And so home prices are now seemingly one of the steepest in the nation. But that has not slowed home sales down. Last month alone, Florida had the fourth highest sell rate per capita among all the United States last year. This is statistics from Zillow and Ruby Home. Houses in Florida sold for an average of around $405,000. And 74 homes sold for every 100,000 residents. So the state that had the most per capita, and this is per capita, not the actual most home sales, because actually when it comes to actual number of homes sold, it was 16,454 homes sold last month alone in the state. But per capita, it made us fourth overall. All right, so the top per capita was South Carolina, actually. South Carolina, 77 homes sold per 100,000 people, followed by Arizona, then North Carolina, and then Florida came in fourth. Rounding out the rest was Tennessee, Ohio, Oklahoma, Idaho, Arkansas, and Georgia. So I thought that was kind of an interesting aspect right there. And apparently people in like New York, Washington, D.C., Boston, Chicago, those are the places where the most searches are looking for Florida properties. They're coming from New York, D.C., Boston, Chicago, even L.A. are doing searches trying to find properties in Florida. So it's kind of from all over the place. But I thought that was kind of interesting to see that despite home prices being seemingly super high, we have a lot of people searching for a lot of homes being sold here still, where we've got the fourth most home sales per capita just last month alone. That's crazy. All right. Now, here even more locally, you heard it right there, WEAR, that Pensacola Beach residents are calling for short-term rental regulations. So I brought this up in a few months ago in Mobile. Mobile and Baldwin County were looking to try to do some sort of regulations on short-term rentals. And I brought it up because I said, look, if it's happening over there in Alabama, right close to us, it's probably going to happen over here. And there was already discussion from people talking about we might need to regulate short-term rentals. So short-term rentals, we're talking about like VRBO, we're talking about Airbnb, that kind of thing. And I already heard buzz before happening because there's like 3,000 short-term rentals on the market. Like if you go to Airbnb, there's like 3,000 in the area. And so some people are saying those short-term rentals need to be regulated so that there's more long-term rentals available. I don't like that. That makes you nervous. I understand the concern and everything like that, but I don't like it. I like more of a free market approach where if it's your property, you should be able to rent it short-term if you want, long-term if you want. It's up to you. But people on Pensacola Beach particularly are saying that they are they're concerned about overcrowding, noise, parking, and trash. And they think it's mainly the short-term rentals. Well, particularly on Pensacola Beach, yeah, that's like people don't want to rent their places that long-term on Pensacola Beach when they own them. And so one of the things that they're saying that they want to do, for one, is at least have the short-term rental property being regulated or being registered. People don't even know if maybe they have an apartment, an accessory apartment or something that's being rented or something like that. I would say, yeah, that makes sense to me, to that you have to at least register or have some sort of registry of short-term rentals. But limiting short-term rentals, that gets to be a slippery slope to me. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
98 eastbound in Gulf Breeze is extremely slow moving. We had an accident at Gondolier Boulevard in 98 that's causing additional slowdowns on top of just our everyday afternoon delays. So you're going to start seeing this traffic right around the Pensacola Beach sign, and then it's going to continue the entire way throughout the Nature Preserve until you get to Gondolier Boulevard. Also on Highway 90, we do have extremely slow moving traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Also seeing slow-moving traffic, Pine Forest, north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow-moving, and the intersection of Palafox and East Burgess Road. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Got a text here. Excessive profits breeds ruinous competition. And I guess that's talking about the short-term rentals, and maybe that is one of the issues right there. I know a lot of people who've tried to had a lot of people who've tried to actually do short-term rentals, and actually lost a lot of money. It didn't work out so well for them, and so they ended up switching it to a long-term rental. So I don't know, and I guess there's a lot of people in Pensacola Beach who had the mentality of like, look, we live here, and so we want it to be a place where maybe you've got more of a, where it just seems like it's a friendly place to live. And having multiple short-term rentals, then you don't really have like permanent neighbors. You got, you know, people coming and going all the time, and that can be kind of stressful. But I'm sorry, that's kind of the nature of living in a beach community. It's just, it is what it is. And you can prevent that. You can go, nope, we don't want this at all. There are communities like that all up and down the coast. It's just, I don't think Pensacola Beach, you know, stopped that from happening. So now to go backwards, I don't know if you can do it at this point. It's one of the most popular destinations in the state now. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, top trending news. Stick around. Right now, we're Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Ballet Pensacola is honored to recognize the dedication and bravery of the United States military with a special ballet production February 10th through the 12th. Tickets are available online now at balletpensacola.org or by calling the Pensacola Little Theater box office at 850-832-2042. Individual tickets range from $35 to $45. Members of the military will be given a 15% discount. So be sure to check that out coming up February 10th through the 12th. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. President Biden will meet with members of the Congressional Black Caucus at the White House on Thursday to discuss police reform. The meeting follows last week's release of footage showing Memphis police officers beating Tyree Nichols. He died days later following what happened. Alec Baldwin formally charged with involuntary manslaughter today in the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun loaded with a real bullet. Home prices growth is slowing. According to the latest S&P CoreLogic Case Shiller, U.S. National Home Price Index showed prices jumped just under 8% in November. That's down from October's year-over-year growth rate of just over 9%. And the New Orleans Saints looks like they're going to be picking up a 2023 first-round pick as Super Bowl winning coach Sean Payton is reportedly headed to the Denver Broncos. Bobby?
Yeah, pretty big move right there. I got a couple of texts from people today saying they can't believe that they didn't realize that you could trade a coach, or that you would even need to trade a coach. But they actually used to do that a lot a long time ago, and years and years and years ago, it used to be a very popular thing to do, to trade coaches, trade in Major League Baseball. They actually there were some trades of like ball boys and stuff back in the day. They're like, well, we want this and this, and we want that person right there. And so it's kind of, if you remember the movie Moneyball, that's basically how they got the statistician. Is he traded for him, and he's just an office worker.
And then Brad Pitt got a deal to where they wouldn't have, his players wouldn't have to buy a soda anymore.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So you just, they'll trade anything in there. It's kind of funny. NFL doesn't do it as much.
Right. Doesn't happen
as Major League Baseball, but it's still available to happen. So you got, they have the rights to the coach still. So I find it bizarre though that I find it bizarre that he was that anxious to leave the Saints in the first place, when it was pretty clear, even when he left, that he was planning only stepping away for 1 year and then going to coach again. And it's obvious that he just didn't want to coach with the Saints anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was that made him go, I'm done with the Saints.
Probably the quarterback situation.
Possibly.
You're going into a season with Jameis Winston. I mean, I don't know what his intentions were. I'm just, if it were me and, I want my name to be, as best
but
as it could
he
be.
Was he liked Taysom Hill. He was like, he's the next Steve Young, and yet he never put him into a starting position. And so I don't know if it's a situation where he maybe dug himself into a hole and then felt like he couldn't get out of it. I don't know. It's very, very strange situation there where he left and kind of left the Saints. And I guess maybe that's one way. Well, you were talking about, why didn't he just wait and wait out a year, and then the Saints wouldn't have had to give anything up for him. Well, maybe that's was him trying to be honorable to the Saints. At least you'll get something.
I think he was like all of us were when we were all watching the Chiefs and the Bills playoff game last year, and he sat on his couch and he's like, yeah, I don't have one of those guys, so I'm just going to chill out until I can get one. But, yeah, like I said, Russell Wilson, credit for all that he's done. I'm just out on the Russell Wilson experience at this point. So, we'll be interested to see.
You don't think Sean Payton's going to be able to turn him around?
I don't know. I mean, I was just going to say, I see similarities. I mean, the obvious one is obviously the size, while I think Russell's mobility is not nearly what it was, it's just a matter of, Sean Payton believing that he can fix what ails him, and clearly he does. Otherwise, why would you go back
why
there?
Why even try? Yeah. Exactly, yeah. All right, let's get traffic on the fives. Gracie's on the phone, so let's wait until she's off.
There she goes.
There she goes. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, just got a call from a caller asking, what's going on 98 right now? We did have an accident on Gondolier Boulevard earlier this afternoon, and it's just backed up our typical afternoon traffic on 98 eastbound, and it's backed up farther than it usually is and a lot more slow moving. So it's going to be backed up into Gulf Breeze proper around Gulf Breeze High School is when you're going to start seeing those delays, and it will clear up after Gondolier Boulevard. We also have typical slow traffic leading up to the Garson Point intersection as well. I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, checking in clear. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, extremely slow moving as well. If you do see something else on the roads or you have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we got our daily dad joke. And then President Biden tweeted out something that seems like a joke, but it wasn't. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is a we'll get to daily dad joke. Well, actually, let's go ahead and daily dad joke now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
All right. Sitting down goes against everything I stand for. What do you do when you get a car? When you mix a car, a fly and a pet. A flying carpet. Flying carpet. Yeah, mix a fly, a car, and a pet. There you go. All right. President Biden tweeted this out. Seems like it's a joke, but it's not. He is showing himself riding in one of the new electric Hummers. And he says, on my watch, the Great American Road Trip is going to be fully electrified. And now, through a tax credit, you can get up to $7,500 on a new electric vehicle. And it shows him smiling real big in, like I said, an electric, an all-electric GMC Hummer. These brand new ones that are on the road. Now, the first models of these just came out and immediately sold. Immediately. MSRP on this is $108,000. They are now reselling for over $200,000 for this vehicle. But hey! We'll all be electrified, driving $200,000 electric cars on the road for $7,500 on eBay. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. VITA, is what it stands for, is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. And volunteers are going to operate from four different sites during the tax season. You've got Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and Goodwill on Olive Road. Call 211 to schedule your time today. That's 211. Simple as that. And you can schedule your time today. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, got your Fox News update, which is our national news partner. And so we'll go through the top stories on foxnews.com, actually. Sorry, foxnews.com. And one of them is dealing with Ron DeSantis, our governor. So I'll tell you what that is in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. I got your sports hit coming up here in a second. But first, top three stories. New York Republican George Santos, the serial liar, has stepped down from any committees. He's decided that he's not going to be on any panels or any committees due to the ethics complaints. So all he's going to be doing for his citizens or for his constituents is just voting whenever there is something to vote on in the House, on the floor. And that's about it. So we'll see what happens with that. Alec Baldwin is formally being charged with involuntary manslaughter in the Rust shooting. And the United States has pledged more advanced military support for South Korea and be helping South Korea with a lot of their military drills, as North Korea has been escalating things. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Your sports hit starting off with the NBA on TNT at 6:30 tonight. The Lakers take on the Knicks, followed by the Pelicans against the Denver Nuggets. Then NCAA men's basketball, actually Mississippi State just tipped off against South Carolina. That's on SEC Network. Coming up at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, Texas A&M will be playing Arkansas. Then ESPN at 6 o'clock has Wake Forest against Duke. FS1 has number 24 UConn against DePaul at 7 o'clock. And then ESPN2 has number 21 Indiana University against Maryland at 8. ESPN has Kentucky against Ole Miss at 8 o'clock. CBS Sports Network has number 22 San Diego State University playing Nevada at 10 o'clock. NHL hockey is going to be on NHL Network at 6 o'clock with LA playing Carolina. ESPN Plus has Washington against Columbus Blue Jackets, Ottawa against Montreal. All those are on ESPN Plus. And then if you want to check out some college women's basketball, that's on ESPN Plus as well, beginning at 6 o'clock. You got number 25 ranked South Florida and number 20 ranked Oklahoma, both playing at 6 o'clock. Then in sports news, one of the big news stories of the sports world today is that the Saints have agreed to trade head coach Sean Payton to Denver to be their head coach. They still hold the rights to him. They're going to get a first-round pick for 2023 and 2024 in exchange for Sean Payton going to the Denver Broncos. In the meantime, Houston Texans have hired D'Amico Ryans. The former star linebacker for the Texans will be their new head coach. The Ravens quarterback Tyler Huntley is headed to the Pro Bowl after Josh Allen dropped out. So Tyler Huntley, of course, the backup quarterback for the Ravens, only had two touchdown passes, but he's going to be in the Pro Bowl. Chiefs AFC Championship win set a record 53 million viewers. The Eagles NFC Championship won 47.5 million viewers. And then the Tennessee Titans announced that they're changing out their grass turf for regular, or they're changing out their grass for turf, saying that getting rid of the grass will help with the health of the players. It's kind of funny because Sean McVay, head coach for the Rams, is asking the NFL to investigate turf because he believes turf is causing injuries. So kind of interesting right there. Phil Mickelson says he was embarrassed by his play last year in the LIV golf tournament. Bubba Watson is from Pensacola, is eager to return to the Masters and join the festivities coming up in April. And the Peacock Network has released its full Major League Baseball Sunday leadoff schedule for 2023. We're going to have Major League Baseball here pretty soon. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
98 moving eastbound out of Gulf Breeze going towards Tiger Point is extremely slow moving. We had an accident at Gondolier Boulevard earlier this afternoon. Seeing slowdowns backing up to Gulf Breeze Elementary School. That is going to continue until you get to the intersection of Gondolier Boulevard. Also, seeing typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace in the eastbound direction due to construction on the bridge. See something else? Just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. I saw this other story here. That was your sports hit. Alcohol consumption in Florida compared to other states. So looking at this here, looking at the list here, Florida comes in 13th overall as far as per capita. So we have 2.74 gallons per capita of alcohol consumption. The highest is actually, surprised me, New Hampshire. I don't know why, but I would have thought it would have been like Wisconsin or something. But it was New Hampshire, 4.83 gallons, almost double of what Florida has. And we're 13th highest, and New Hampshire is right there. So yeah, it's kind of bizarre to me. Alabama came in down towards the bottom, 45th overall, only 2 gallons per capita for Alabama. The lowest being Utah, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Georgia, Arkansas, and then Alabama. So Florida coming in 13th highest overall. The percentage of adults who drink excessively, Florida actually ranks lower on the list. The highest being South Dakota. 24.4% of adults in South Dakota drink excessively. In Florida, only 20.2% of adults drink excessively. Thought that was kind of interesting, a little statistic there. Speaking of alcohol and drugs and things like that, we've got apparently Vancouver in Western Canada. I think it's today. Is it today? Yes, today. All drugs are decriminalized. in Vancouver. And when I mean all drugs, I don't mean like marijuana. I'm talking like fentanyl, meth, heroin, cocaine, MDMA, ecstasy. Say what? Yes. They are all decriminalized. Now, making these drugs, dealing them, trafficking them, that's all still illegal. But if you're busted with 2.5 grams or less of any of those hard drugs, then basically you have the option to go to treatment for drug addiction, but you won't be like thrown in jail or fined or anything like that. Well, I guess you'll be, yeah, you won't be fined either. So, wow, that's like, oh, okay, that'll be interesting. Apparently, Portugal did it in 2001. I didn't realize that Oregon actually had a similar policy 2 years ago, where all hard drugs are decriminalized as well. And I was trying to look up, like, what's the results been? You know, have you seen more people entering drug rehab and getting over drug addiction? Have you seen more drug use happening because you decriminalized hard drugs? Have you seen more maybe overdoses, overdose deaths? Have you think so far? Apparently, no information. Nobody's done the research in Portugal to see how it's happened. You know what's happened. It's been this way in Oregon for almost 2 years now. No research there either. So, not really sure. I guess we'll have to see what happens in Vancouver and whether or not they're going to keep up with this. They're going to reassess it in 2026. So it's going to be a 3-year assessment for them to determine whether this is working or not to reduce. Because their goal is trying to help addicts get help without throwing them in jail. That's like their goal. So we'll have to see whether or not that happens. But like I said, there looks like there's been no research yet on whether it's worked in Oregon or whether it's worked in Portugal. Kind of interesting, though, to see that happening. Texas, they're all high. Yep, maybe that's what it is. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then we got your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. A call comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom real quick. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit in Pensacola yesterday accusing veteran journalist Bob Woodward of copyright violations. The lawsuit seeks just under $50 million in damages. It was filed on Monday in the Northern District of Florida because Trump's legal team says the defendants transact business within this district. New reports say FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center offices in mid-November after an initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials from Biden's time as vice president there on November 2nd. Airports in two of Texas major cities dealing with the effects of a winter storm. At least 40% of the flights originating from or going to both of Dallas's airports and the airport in Austin canceled today. That's had an impact on Pensacola flights, both going to and from Dallas, canceled. And DC Studios today revealing new projects for the upcoming slate. The new connected universe is called Gods and Monsters. The first movie within that new universe will be Superman Legacy. Also, a new Batman film called The Brave and the Bold. These movies slated to hit the theaters in 2025. So, couple years away, but yeah.
I meant to ask you about this when you mentioned it before with the Batman one. Is this going to be Robert Pattinson?
No.
Is this going to be
So there is the new Robert Pattinson Batman, but this like we talked about yesterday, separate from this particular universe. So
got you. Yep, that's what I thought. Okay, that's what I thought. I just wasn't positive about it. So
yeah, but there is a new Batman as part of the universe called The Brave and the Bold. So.
Okay. But we don't even know who the actor is or anything like that yet. Yeah. Yeah. All right. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this whole new reboot of DC and whether or not they'll be able to cut into the Marvel Cinematic. Yeah. I think if there's a time to cut into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's now.
Yeah, right? I agree.
There's an opening there. We'll see what happens with it. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slow moving traffic. This is going to be due to an accident we had at Gondolier Boulevard for a good bit that just made our typical afternoon traffic a bit heavier than usual. So those slowdowns are going to start in Gulf Breeze proper right around Gulf Breeze High School. Also, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90, the bridge is going to be slow moving due to construction. I-10, I-110, not seeing any heavy slowdowns, as well as 29 checking in clear. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Top stories: House undermines Biden admin with vote on whether to immediately end COVID health emergency. Remember, it came out yesterday that the Biden administration basically said that it was going to be like May 11th or something like that. They were going to end the COVID-19 emergencies would end on May 11th. Well, the House has two bills, Pandemic is Over Act and the Freedom for Healthcare Workers Act. And so they're basically like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and end the government's requirement that federal healthcare workers must be vaccinated against COVID. Like, the House is going to vote this. And they're voting to end the public health emergency related to that. So, and basically it easily passed both measures. So not even a problem. The first one, the Pandemic is Over Act, passed 220 to 210, and it had every Republican vote for it, every Democrat against it. The Freedom for Healthcare Workers Act passed 227 to 203. You had seven Democrats who went on with that one and who joined in on that one. So I guess I don't know what the end result is on this, because I don't know if the House can actually just end the emergency status, or is this more just like a proclamation? You know, I don't know. I don't know. I guess what it comes down to, either way, this, if it's a bill, it has to go to the president, and the president can just veto it. And they definitely don't have a veto-proof majority on either of these two things, right? So I guess that's what it comes down to, is no matter what, they can't unilaterally just go past the president unless they have a veto-proof majority, and they don't have that. So there, I answered my own question. All right. Other top stories at FoxNews.com. Governor DeSantis. Oh, top story on FoxNews.com. Governor DeSantis responds to Trump's criticism. So President Trump has accused Governor DeSantis of mishandling the COVID-19 pandemic. Really? Oh, wow. Okay. So DeSantis responds to his criticism, saying the verdict has been rendered by Florida voters. This is one area, by the way, I have not even brought this up. I didn't even feel like there would be a need for it yet, because we're not quite there in the presidential running race yet, but this is going to hurt Trump. Any conservative Republican who goes against Trump will be able to point out how Trump was very draconian in his approach with COVID-19, and that's going to hurt him in his reelection if he is able to get to that point. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
The first American sitcom shown in China was Growing Pains. Interesting. Red states and blue states have only been that way since 2000. Before that, Republicans were generally blue and Democrats were red. I remember that. I remember when it switched, and I remember being confused for years. Like, why are Republicans red now? I don't know what's going on. The entire province of Alberta, Canada has been rat-free for 70 years. Wow. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross.